Okay, this is my second recording assignment, and I'm going to be talking about Audacity specifically, some of the cool things it can do. First, I'll talk about how to generate audio tracks. Then I'll talk about some of the best effects that you can use and how to use them. And last, I'm going to tell you about how to create a minus track. So first, at the beginning of this podcast, you heard something like the start of a race. I created that using the generate command from the menu. I went to generate tone, and I created three identical tones that were at the 440 hertz, and they were about a fifth of a second. And then the last one, I created an 880 hertz tone, which is an octave higher, for twice as long. And that's how you get that. I just kind of put them at the 1 second markers. You can also use dial tone sounds, though I don't know why you'd need those. And there's a tempo meter called the click track, which would be useful for any musicians out there wanting to record their music with Audacity. The rest you can experiment with if you want to. So next up, I want to talk about my favorite effects. The rest I leave out either because I don't understand what they do, or I have no use for them, or maybe those are the same thing. Anyway, I'm going to apply the effect as I demonstrate it, starting now. So this is what happens when you fade out. It should be fairly obvious. This is what happens when you fade in. Just highlight what you want and select the effect. If you record it at a low volume or a high volume, and rather than just change the volume in the track, you want it to permanently change the volume, you can use the amplify effect. If you want to change the speed without changing the pitch, use tempo. So once again, if you want to change the speed without changing the pitch, use tempo.
But if you don't mind changing the pitch, or if that's an effect you want to go for,
then use the speed effect. I won't go into the physics behind why the pitch changes when you change the speed. Just go take a physics class. You'll also learn how the third trick in this podcast works.
If you want to dramatically slow things down without degrading quality or changing pitch like crazy, use the Paul stretch. Okay, last but not least is the noise removal. This is one of the coolest things that Audacity can do. What you're hearing now is actually what it would normally sound like without the noise removed, because I removed the noise from the rest of the recording. The way it works, you have to record a few seconds of nothing, or room noise. Those few seconds is what I use for my noise removal. And what you do is you highlight that noise when you're done recording, and then go to Effect, Noise Removal, and click on Get Noise Profile. Then you highlight the whole track, go back to the noise removal effect, and then just click OK this time. And hopefully, with all the default parameters, it should work and remove most of the room noise that you had. It won't remove anything odd. What it'll do is figure out the hum of the computer, or if you're on an airplane and recording for some reason, it'll take out that hum. Basically, it works like noise-canceling headphones. Okay, for the last thing, I'm going to tell you how to make a minus track, or basically a song without the words. Let me warn you first that this won't work with just any song, and the samples I provide, I'm pretty sure I'm okay to share under fair use, because I'm using them for a school project and using them to tell you how it works, not using them in my own musical creation. Anyway, so first you need to import an MP3 and some M4As work. I don't know if WMA will work, but you should never use Windows Media to begin with, so you're on your own with that. So you import the song, and you should have a stereo track, which means you've got a left channel and a right channel. You'll see two tracks going along the screen. And what you'll do is, on the left of the track, you'll see a little X, and next to that a bar that you can push, and it will bring up a whole menu of options. And what you'll do is click Split Stereo to Mono. What it'll do is take your left channel and turn it into its own mono track, and take your right channel, turn it into its own mono track. Then select just one of the channels and go to Effect Invert. Basically, what you just did is silence any sound that was on both tracks. And in most cases, the voice is the only thing that's equally on both tracks. Everything else is split to the left or the right, and so it's spared from getting deleted from the inversion process. You might hear some ghostly singing because of the reverb that kind of came through different channels differently. To demonstrate what I'm talking about, I'll provide a few samples. I tried it on a Led Zeppelin song. But I know about one thing I got to do. Ram it all. Now the time is now. That was the before, and this is the after. I also tried it on Dave Matthews. Don't care if we all turn to waste. And after. And I tried it on Andrew Bird. Flying to the world of a snack machine. Muted screams of an old regime and then off. Anyway, I've gone way over what I wanted to, so let's end there.